almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct from Madison and Devil Radio, Waukesha on the Shore. Well, it was a poignant picture, and I never would have thought I'd say it about the Cheney family, but a poignant picture. At the memorial at the Capitol yesterday, for people who got injured in January 6th insurrection, for the officers who got injured, people who lost their lives, they invited the Senate, they invited the House, and the Senate and the House at these kinds of things, and in general, sit by party. So the Democrats are on one side and the Republicans on the other. The Democratic side was packed with Democrats, paying respects to the people who were injured or died on January 6th. On the Republican side, there were two people. Now, there are about 205 Republican congressmen. There are 50 Republican senators. Not a single senator showed up, not a single one. And of the two that showed up, only one of them was a member of Congress. Liz Cheney showed up. By the way, Adam Kinzinger said he would have showed up. There was a personal matter he had to deal with in his district and was unable to be there. Adam Kinzinger is just like Liz Cheney, very good person. But the person standing next to Liz Cheney was Dick Cheney, her father. Why was he on the floor? How did he get on the floor? Because he served in Congress for a number of terms, and Congress has a rule that a former congressman can walk onto the floor whenever they want. That was a wonderful thing in this case. I will say parenthetically, I think it's a bad idea otherwise, because when congressmen become lobbyists, they can walk right onto the floor, sit next to a guy as he's about to vote, whisper him into his ear, promise to give him a contribution, and they all are wearing suits and nobody can tell who's the congressman. I do not think former congressmen should be allowed on the floor in general. And I think lobbyists in the Capitol, when they're in the Capitol, should be required to wear yellow sport jackets. If you see a senator or congressman walking down the hall and there's six guys in suits with him, you think, oh, well, these are congressmen. If you see six guys in yellow sport jackets walking with him and he look like bumblebees, you know that the lobbyists have got to this guy. But I'm glad that Dick Cheney was allowed on. And, you know, I got to say, I was not a fan of Dick Cheney. The Onion had a great character of him. They put in an unflattering picture, The Onion, back when he was vice president. And they said, this just in, Dick Cheney breathes chlorine and feasts on human hearts. And then they showed a picture of him going back into some chamber to breathe chlorine and feast on human hearts. That was how he was looked on in my generation, a very dangerous, bad individual. And I don't change any of my opinions on his positions back then. But he stood with his daughter. And when they interviewed him afterwards, he said, I am very proud of my daughter. I am very disappointed in the present Republican leadership. Flat out took a knife to Moscow Mitch, Kevin McCarthy, and the rest of their ilk, their fellow travelers and running dogs, who have changed the Republican Party into a fascist cult. So there it was, two Republicans, and one of them not even a current member of Congress, although he had been the vice president and a member of Congress at one time. So there was no senator and one current member of Congress with the guts to do it. Kinzinger has props because he would have, he did have a genuine conflict. None of the others showed up. You know, there's something like 15 people who voted to impeach Trump over January 6th. Not a single other one showed up to show respects to police officers who were beaten, more than 100 of them injured, some badly injured. No Republican showed up. No Republican showed up. That picture of Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney standing there, they were standing up against the hordes in the Republican Party. Dick Cheney saying, I'm very proud of my daughter. Very, very proud of my daughter. And I very disappointed in the present Republican leadership. It had to be said, and thank God somebody showed up and said it. Now, let's contrast that rotunda. Let's contrast that ceremony to the state of Missouri. The state of Missouri had a commemoration in their rotunda at their Capitol that the Republican legislators set up. And they had a ceremony, and Republican legislators attended, and they put up a banner that said the election was stolen. This was a celebration and commemoration of the insurrectionists. This was a celebration and commemoration of the coup that resulted in 5 people dying and well over 100 badly injured, beaten up. Do you remember the video of that cop whose head is squeezed in the door shouting for mercy? The cop on the ground being kicked to death. So I have 4 daughters, I have 4 children. And a few people then stopped beating them to death. These were animals. These were animals. And in Missouri, they celebrated them. In Missouri, they celebrated them. When you have a country this divided, Lincoln said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. He also said, if the United States is ever defeated, it is not going to be from monsters from abroad. It'll be from monsters from within. And he saw the first example of those monsters in 1861, when about half the country decided they were going to break away. And a lot of people said, under the Constitution, they had the right to do that. And you can read the Constitution that way. But Abraham Lincoln said the Declaration of Independence says they can't. Lincoln was not an historian. Lincoln never went to college. Lincoln never went to high school. Lincoln grew up in a log cabin in Kentucky. And then he worked on the farm all day. At night, there's no electricity. He sat by a fire and read. He read all the classics on his own. In a sense, he was more educated than most of the presidents we've had in the 20th century. And he just flat out said, I rely on the Declaration of Independence, not the Constitution. And they said, well, that's unconstitutional. He said, oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to send the Janesville, Madison, Milwaukee, and Racine regiments to Shiloh, Antietam, and you tell that to them. You tell that to them. We cannot be defeated by the monsters from within. We have got to unify. These insurrectionists were not doing it out of total irrationality. There is something going on. There is going to have to be a resolution and an accommodation. But right now, gerrymandering is one of the problems. You have the extreme right, QAnon, anti-democratic, fascist cult right in the Republican Party, and the extreme left in the Democratic Party, and nobody wants either one of them. That's what's going on. That's just mechanical. There are issues with immigration that are driving this. There are a lot of issues that are going to have to be resolved. But what happened was there was a celebration of the insurrectionists in Missouri and a refusal of the Republicans to even show up, except for Liz Cheney and her father, at the real commemoration in Washington, D.C. That's just a flat-out fact. That's just a flat-out fact. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.